Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. I'm sorry I'm a couple of minutes late. Just as I tried to sign on, my internet went down. But that's part of life, right? And we still can be healthy about it. So let me start this. This year is actually still very young. We're on day 21. People are tired of restrictions. They want to celebrate their birthdays, engagements, weddings, graduations, and when needed, attend memorial services and funerals. People are impatient, frustrated, angry, yet there are many who choose to make the most out of the situation. They choose to have a positive attitude and live in gratitude. They choose to keep themselves happy and healthy, abide by the restrictions that are temporary to protect themselves and not affect anyone else. Even if these restrictions last for a few years, we have no clue about it. There is no facts out yet. So these people, the positive ones, choose to make the most and best out of the situation we are all in. They see where they can better themselves, do something for someone else, someone not physically, but by telephone, voice message, text message, social media, snail mail, to give them hope and keep them healthy. Then there are people who gripe about everything and complain how the world is against them, doing things to them, and they disobey the restrictions. They go out with others in groups, no 6-foot physical distancing, no wearing masks, no respect for anyone else, nor themselves. Observing this and just experiencing how people are behaving has given me the topic for today. I am Denise Thompson, and I have been involved and active for over 50 years in the health field, caring and sharing with patients, clients, taking care of them in home settings and in hospitals and clinics. I have worked as a nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, certified transformational health and wellness coach, and as best-selling author of a stress reduction book. So, as you can see, all my past and my present are actually working with the times we're in. And I have a few examples to show you how things are very different. But before that, let me give you some suggestions on what we can do to get out of the negative thought and create a positive one. Number one. Last year, I wanted to go home to Switzerland in June to visit my mom for her 90th birthday. Obviously, I wasn't able to go. So what did I do? I chose to find a solution to make mom feel special. And I posted on Facebook that I would like to get 90 birthday cards for my mom's 90th birthday. And the people who would write them had two choices, either asking me for mom's address and sending it to her directly, or sending the card to me and I will send them collectively over to mom's birthday. Do you know that she had the best birthday ever? She received about 110 cards from everybody I was able to reach out, and then my siblings helped out too and reached out to some others. And she had a lot of phone calls, and now she goes back regularly to read some of the positive messages, and she goes, wow, I would never have gotten that many cards if we would have gotten together. I would have seen the people, each one for a few minutes, and because she had planned a big party for 150 to 200 people. And she said, well, I could have spent probably 5 to 10 minutes with everybody, and that's about it. And then what was said, if I couldn't remember it, it would be forgotten, but she could kept it on. So that was a good thing. Then there's many examples. For example, just the latest one that really, no, not, the, let's go one further. My daughter lives up in the mountains, and I haven't seen her in quite a long time. I saw her once in the last 10 months for maybe 2 to 3 minutes when my husband asked me to drive up the mountain with him so he could use the diamond lane to go to the fast lane and be up there faster. So in 4 hours, we made it up and down the mountain and delivered all the food, mostly staples that last her for at least 6 months. So that was the only time I saw her, real quick for a couple of minutes. Masks on and everything else. Feel safe up there, because when we drove through the village, we've seen too many people walking around with no masks, laughing, coughing, sneezing, kissing, everything. And that's the way, especially the visitors who go up there who don't care, spread the disease. They can be carriers without knowing it. And for me, being in the health field, I'm all about slowing down the spread. Not fearing it, but respecting it, slowing down the spread and keeping healthy for myself. So for me, it's an investment in my future health. I already have quite a few decades behind me, but I have a few more decades in front of me. And so when I look at it and I realize, well, it could be anywhere from 2 to 5 years till this whole pandemic is under control, so be it. I still have another few decades to live, but it's better that way than to die of something just because I was ignorant or I did not want to follow the suggestions made by the government or the regulations put out in the different areas. I go, wow, this is pretty dangerous. Going one step further, 2 nights ago, my husband and I were sitting together and watching something, and I got a text message from our niece, and she said she would like us to pick her up in LAX on such and such a date, such and such a date, and she would fly out the same day, but she didn't want to spend six some hours at LAX, and she didn't tell us where she was going or anything, so we had no clue. And I said to my husband, what do you think? He goes, well, sure, she can come. And then he told me what to ask her, and I asked her, where are you going to and for what? And she wrote back to him. I said, you need to write it to him, to his email address, because he's not on social media and he doesn't text with his dinosaur phone. And so she did email him that she went to go to a convention in Arizona. So listen carefully. Flying from Nevada to LAX, to Arizona, to LAX, spending a night with us, and then going back to Nevada. How many people do you think she would come in contact with for a convention? I've been on 2 conventions since last year, 40,000 and 50,000 some participants, but we did it virtually. It is so amazing what can be done virtually. And it was in the comfort of my home. I was safe and sound, and I didn't have to worry about anything. I mean, the airports are still, they have still more people than you actually think there should be, because so many people disregard what's going on. Then in the airplane, I mean, the stewardess can't be always 6 feet away from you, especially when they have to bring you food or something, you know. So there's a lot of points there. So when I told my husband about that, I said, look at how many people she'll get in contact with. And I am at an age where I need to be careful, and I have asthma. And he found an article that this virus is actually much worse in some other areas. And it says in the New York Times, COVID-19 U.S. to require negative virus tests from international air travelers. So they have to send the results in via email before they can even travel and get on the plane and come here. But it says, here's what to know about the South African and UK, which is United Kingdom, virus variants. And it says that in recent weeks, scientists have raised concerns about a coronavirus variant first detected in December in South Africa, noting that this version of the virus may spread more quickly than its cousins and perhaps be harder to quash with current vaccines. Their worries are compounded by skyrocketing COVID-19 cases in the United States and another highly infectious new variant that is driving a surge in Britain. The British variant has been found in about 50 countries, including the United States, where dozens of cases have been identified. The South African variant has spread to about 10 countries, but has yet to be detected in the United States. Both variants carry genetic changes in the virus spike protein, the molecule used to unlock and enter human cells, that could make it easier to establish an infection. Researchers estimate that the British variant is about 50% more transmittable than its predecessors. Julian Tang, a virologist at the University of Leicester, said that researchers didn't yet have a good estimate of how much more contagious the South African variant is. And I heard something about 80% worse. So this is just there. I do have the whole article in case anybody is interested in it. So just let me know. But that is actually something, you know, that we need to be cognizant of. We need to actually pay attention, because who knows who you come in touch with or who these people were in touch with. And going to a physical attendance at a convention right now in a different, actually several different states for her, from Nevada to California to Arizona, she can be a carrier without knowing it. And so my husband wrote back to her and said very nicely that he loves her, that we love her, we would love to see her. However, due to the circumstances, be safer not to, and he would caution her not to go. So I don't know what's happening now, but he took the responsibility. He said, at first, I was happy that we get a chance to see you, but then I was reflecting on it and how many airports you're going in and out of, and a convention? No way. So not to be fearful, but to be observant, because my husband works every day. I work every day from home, so I'm the least likely to get affected. But when my husband gets affected by somebody, I'm probably the most likely one to get affected, because he comes home to me every day. So those are the things that I wanted to share in regards to the severity of this virus, because it's mutating so crazily from South Africa and the UK that it's really hard to keep it under control. So the thing was actually how to celebrate. And now let's go into that, because as it becomes clear, I'm against going out and parties or inviting a lot of people to the home due to the regulations, the safety regulations. So some things that we can do are virtual parties. I have seen gender reveal parties on Zoom. So the people just show what they're going to give or what they want to do, or they know finally what they play games on Zoom, and then they see what the gender is going to be, and then they can go and buy what the mommy and the baby need. So that's a cool thing. Others have told me they've been going for walks in nature. Most often it was either along the beach or in the mountains, with a lot of trees, with a lot of fresh oxygenated air. Others have said they invited, she was an only grandma, so she said she invited four of her grandchildren, or actually two grandchildren with her parents. So there were four people coming in. So there were five people together wearing masks, having a blast, playing games in small groups of five to six at the home or in a park. My mom, who I said is 90, she is invited almost daily with one of my siblings back home. And they sing, they talk, they have fun. They don't really play too many games anymore. But, you know, there's just the quality time that they spend together. I would say it really behooves all of us to avoid traveling with public transportation, which is airplanes, buses, trains, trams, all that stuff, because you don't know what's happening. Just really, really keep safe. It is a short-term investment to live a long-term healthy life. So what are a couple of years out of our life to live in the unknown, to live with restrictions, to live maybe a little bit more modestly and a little bit more simple, you know, cut down on some things that we don't need and focus on what serves us. How can we serve others? Because the more we help others, everybody is. I just sent 8 letters that I wrote to Switzerland yesterday. I had to wait 10 days to get my stamps from the post office because I did not want to go in line and wait an hour to get some stamps and be in contact with everybody. So I just ordered them online. And of course, yeah, it took me 10 days to get them, but I got them. So I just changed the date on the letter and put them out, and they're gone. So within the next week or 10 days, they should receive the letters. So they all know we're fine, everything is okay. But, you know, not everybody is on WhatsApp where you can video chat with each other. That's actually a new feature mom has discovered when she goes to visit my siblings or her grandkids. They all have smartphones and they all have WhatsApp on it. And so she got to see me over the phone and she goes, "Oh my gosh, this is so cool. I get to see you and I'm not even there." And I said, "Yeah, this is the safe way. And I love to see you too. I love to see you're smiling, you're happy, and you're still doing things." So at 90, she's still riding her bike, you know, going everywhere because she lost her driver's license because she went blind in the right eye. But it doesn't slow her down. She is so full of life. She has 4 stents in her heart. And she just keeps on going like a, what's that battery? You know exactly what I'm talking about. And so it's just really, it's just all how we look and what we make out of it. So, yes, please do celebrate. Celebrate even more and celebrate deeper. Reflect on things. See what serves you. See where you can better yourself. See how you can help somebody. And reaching out and touching someone, like AT&T's commercial said a while ago, is so easy to do, not physically, but again, over the phone or text message, voice message, or social media or anything. There are so many ways that we have nowadays that we shouldn't really have excuses. And people appreciate hearing from us no matter what. And I call my mom more often now, even if she's not at one of my siblings, if she just answers it on the house phone. I have my cell plan is so good that I pay $10 a month and I can call several countries for free when I call the landline. And when I talk to mom, it's usually half an hour to an hour. It's just so much to share. Her life is so exciting at 90. And I love hearing that because that gives me joy and that makes me want to be even a better person. So I hope I have given you just a little bit of hope. There are so many ways you can do things. As I said, playing games, singing, sharing poems, writing poems together, playing Scrabble, playing, what's the one where you draw something on a piece of paper and people have to guess what it is. I mean, there are so many things we can do. And it's not all about just eating and drinking alcohol and hugging and kissing and all that. It's more about the quality of time that we still have and get to spend with one another, be it via distance or be it in person when it's close family. I know that Canada has a strict rule that my cousin lives in Canada. I have a cousin there. And her daughter, she can only interact either with her daughter or with somebody else. She cannot have two different families mixing. They're pretty strict about that, supposedly. And I think it keeps it safe because she and her husband, they're both in the medical field. And the daughter lives somewhere else and does something else. And so you never know where a 21-year-old or 23-year-old is exposed to. So they follow the rules very strictly to be safe. And they've been doing really, really great. So I want to share also with you that if you need any suggestions, if you would like to see where you are with your health, be it mental, physical, or financial, because we know that this year has been affecting many of us, many actually in all three categories, some in health, some in finances, and some in mental attitude or depression. And I'd be more than happy to give you guys a free health goal strategy session. And if you choose to receive a free health e-newsletter, all I need from you is the best email address to send it to. And I send it out usually once a week. And you can do that by writing to Coach Denise at ctdigest.net. And the link is not hyperlinked because it didn't allow me to, but it's in the transcript below. And it's COACH, and then my name, Denise, DENISE, no space, just one word, Coach Denise, at C, as in Charlie, T as in Tom, digest, like the Reader's Digest, .net. And make sure that the first three letters in your subject line are BTR, capitalized. So I can fish out your email from the spam folder. All my first emails go in a spam folder because I get inundated with emails every day. So, yes, I'm really looking forward to hearing from you. If you want to be on the show and you have something to share that helps with body, mind, and finances, and actually, do you see how this topic went into those three categories? So when we don't abide by the rules, we get sick. We have more doctor's appointments, medications, hospital bills, which are outrageous, and then funeral costs, okay? So it's, and then the stress it puts on the family and the worries it puts on them. Was I with my loved one within the last 10 days, just when they got the virus or not? And so by knowing what we're doing, by being conscious and cautious about everything, we can actually save a lot of frustration, depression, finances. We don't need to throw the money out to get healthy. Let's prevent it. Let's take the measures to be happy and healthy as much as we can at home. And if we have to go out, choose areas that are not highly populated so you can go for a walk or take the kids for a for play time or something. Doesn't mean you can't go outside. It just means you need to be aware of your surroundings. And so by that, we definitely reduce the stress, which affects our health. We reduce the stress of having unforeseen costs for doctor bills and hospitals and stuff and funerals. And we can save that money and do something better with it. Or we can rediscover ourselves and start doing things from home, working on our strengths and putting them out there and earn some extra money. Because there are things that people need. And if we come up with ideas on how to help them, it's a win-win situation. So I hope really that this has shed a little bit of light on it. I went into several different areas, but pulling it together really shows a clear picture that everything has to do with body, mind, and finances, and everything needs to be healthy and balanced. So how you sit on a three-legged stool, and if you waddle one way or another, you fall. And that's what we do when one of those three things, body, mind, or finances, are out of control. So I wish all of you a most wonderful week. I look forward to hearing from you for the newsletter or for the free health goal strategy session. And please send me the info to coachdenise@ctdigest.net so I can get back with you and set up an appointment or start sending you the newsletter. All right. Stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And I'll talk to you next week again. Take care.